The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Koyves HaLevavos, fifth Hakdama that is necessary to have the Tochit. So we're up to the fifth Hakdama, Shem Bitochen, Shem Aleichem, as Gleitchem Hashem. We all are thankful that we are all still together, we still are alive, and we recognize that we're in the hands of a Kodesh Bo who was watching over us every second of our lives. How much a Kodesh Bo is reliable, as we saw the seven conditions that he has, how much he cares for us and knows what we need and has the ability to do what is good for us. And together with that, we know, like we said, Hashem Elikeinu interacts with us. You know, he has Mashgiach on us constantly. And we know he's the only one, Eidon Muvadli. And we try to do our part to make the relationship real. So now we're starting the fifth introduction. Shem Boroloi, Kikol Hadvorim, Amishachem Boilam Azer, Acha Yitzirim Shneitvon. Everything that happens in the world from the day of creation is one of two types of things. One is Gzeidus Aboyos, certain things Hashem was Gezer, he set up, that these things should come about and be a Mitzvah. And number two is certain things are not direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he has various messengers and different causes that between him and us that are the ways he makes them happen. When it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's obvious. When it's indirect, and there's room for more confusion. But all of them, the system that he set up to make it happen, exists and is set up and guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, he's going to give us a few examples of things that are part of a process, but we don't always observe the entire process. So one example is to draw water from a deep well. How's it done? A person has a pulley system, which basically, the end of the pulley system is a rope, which is pulled by some animal. And that rope goes from one wheel to the next wheel to form the pulley system, and the other side of it is connected to the bucket. By the behemoth, the animal pulling on that string, he causes the wheels to start turning, and eventually the bucket is draws the water from the well. So, if somebody looks from the end to the beginning, so he says, "Oh, how did I get this water? The bucket brought me the water." Because lo and behold, he sees this bucket coming out of the water. Out of the well full of water. So that's the thing that he sees in front of his eyes, which he calls the Goyim HaKorev, the most external, the most seemingly obvious cause of it is a bucket. But the Maaser, that's not true. The bucket by itself can't do anything. The reason why the bucket has drawn the water is because a person tied the bucket to the rope on one side, and he tied the behemoth on the other side, and he set up the whole pulley system in the middle. So the person who set up the system is what we call the Goyim Rochok. He's the most indirect part of the process, but he's better than the one who made it happen. So basically, you need the whole system, because without the whole system, nothing will happen. If you don't have the animal, you don't have the person, you don't have the bucket, you don't have the rope, or the pulley brakes, none of it, they're all necessary. But it's all part of the system that was set up by this person. So he says that that's when everything happens in the world. The real cause behind it, like in our Moshul, without
Kol Halashon,
the person setting up the system, the animal's not doing it, and the rope's not doing it, and the pulley's not doing it, and the bucket's not doing it. He's the man that set up the system. And the Moshul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in the world is Gzeira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he set up a system, sometimes by a person, sometimes by multiple people, sometimes by people with, together with animals and other things. But everything, after everything is said and done, is set up by Hashem. Loi niskenu alilois. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows the exact setup of all the things that are causes and effects. He's the only one that knows it. We never know it. So often people run after certain cause and effects, thinking this is the thing I have to put my energy into. And there's nothing to do with that. There's a well-known maise, maybe not so well-known, that Chazanish sent somebody to England to raise money for the Kailam. And the guy went to England for a week or two, and he was very unsuccessful. He didn't raise any money. He barely covered his ticket. He was embarrassed to tell the Chazanish then it was so unsuccessful. A few weeks later, he met the Chazanish at a simcha, and the Chazanish said, "Yishe koyach, Baruch Hashem, because of you," and the Kohel was zeicha to a big, big donation from Switzerland. So the person looked at the Chazanish and said, "Rebbe, I thank you for the compliment, but you know, I didn't go to Switzerland, I went to England." Chazanish said, "I knew that, but why are we zeicha to suddenly get a big donation from Switzerland? Because Hashem saw that you were moise nefesh to raise money for the kohel. And Ramele, since you were moise nefesh, Hashem decided that he'll send the funds to the kohel." How? It doesn't have to be through you, it could be through somebody else. So this is what we're saying. Chazanisho and all the tzaddik always look for the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that the thing that really causes things to happen in the world is the mice and toys that we do. And no mice and toys goes to waste. That's the way Hashem set up the world. The Koyach, Tnu Ois Leilikim, Rabbi Yochanan, we give strength to our Kodesh Baruch from the things that He desires through our Ma'asim Tovim. That's what we have to understand. And all the other things are not necessarily the causes and effects. Even so, sometimes it reduces certain effects. That's because Hashem was going to that should happen, not because I did it. I decided to invest in a certain company, suddenly went up. Not because I'm such a genius, because the same genius very often does the exact opposite and loses all his money. Hashem wanted me to have that money, so he as the other Shemai that he gave me that eitzah. So the Targum translates, he gives an eitzah to make the decision when he wants you to make the money. And if he doesn't want to make the money, so he'll guide you to make the wrong decision. Great is the eitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the causes that he sets up in the world. So, he says that even a person that is hungry, he knows that he has to go through a certain process to eat the food. Even if the food is in front of him on the plate, but if he's not going to make the proper shtavis to get the food to his mouth, he won't ever eat it. He has to pick up the food and put it into his mouth. Or if he's thirsty and there's water in front of him, if he's not going to pick it up and pour it into his mouth, he'll never drink it. Just like we understand that certain types of shtavis have to be done in order to ingest the food, so too, surely, if we don't have yet the food in front of us, certain things have to be done to prepare the food, whether it's the actual preparation of the food, the cooking of the food, and the like, or making the money in order to be able to produce this food. All of these things are types of the styles that are necessary. So basically, we're saying like this. Hashem was going to, for us to have certain things and not to have other things, but Hashem set up the world that there are all these different processes and intermediaries that make, that bring about the Gezeirah of Hashem. And Hashem wants us to be involved in that. That's what today people call the Shtadlus. Yet Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue more about why Hashem set up the world in such a fashion that we have to be involved in this type of Shtadlus and how we're supposed to relate to it in proper fashion. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.